today I'm in court against the Australian Information Commissioner. FOI in Australia is broken. We currently have a situation where when you make a request for contemporary information, it gets returned 3 or 4 years later as historical information. Delay is the enemy of FOI, and the Information Commissioner is aiding and abetting that enemy. I'm hoping that we'll get a declaration from the court that tells the Information Commissioner what is a reasonable time frame for her to do an FOI review. Clearly, 3 to 4 years is too long. We need to find where is the sweet spot, what's reasonable. People are entitled to have access to information. They're currently not getting it, and that needs to change. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner is clearly under-resourced. I have an affidavit in these proceedings signed by the now Attorney General Mark Dreyfus saying that he's having all sorts of problems in relation to his FOI requests. He's now completely responsible for resourcing. It is under-resourced. It was starved by Tony Abbott. That was then allowed to continue by both Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison. Mr. Albanese is doing no different. This has to change. We need resources to properly give effect to FOI. Information is the currency of power in a democracy, and our citizens are being starved of it. Governments always like to release information on their terms and at a time that suits them. They don't like people understanding what's happening inside government. But the reality is that government works for public purpose, and everything they do is paid for by the public, and the public are entitled to know what it is that our government is doing for us. We know from Senate estimates that there are about 40 citizens around Australia that haven't had their FOI review answered since 2018. That's 5 years. We know that there's something like 1,500 FOIs that have not been reviewed over the last 4 or 5 years. This is a failure in terms of democracy. We have to do something to fix it. I do FOIs all around the country, and in South Australia, we actually managed to get ombudsman's reviews carried out within about 3 months. That's about the right time frame in my mind. You need to be able to put a request in, have an answer returned and reviewed if necessary, whilst the debate related to that information is being carried out, whilst the decisions are being made, whilst the laws are being passed, not 4 years after the event. The Commonwealth Government has spent at least $700,000 on this matter, fighting against the release of information in a timely fashion. I think that cost will rise to well over $1 million. It's grossly offensive for people to know that their money is being spent trying to keep information that belongs to them away from them.
There's actually not much point and not much ability to hold government accountable if you're not receiving information about them within their term of government. The law is really designed to uphold democracy, and the court today is going to be considering what is a reasonable amount of time for the government to hold information secret before releasing it. This is just one area of problem with the FOI system. We've released a 10-part report which shows that there are many, many systemic issues within the FOI system that really need to be addressed urgently. There are a range of areas, including the amount of time and money it takes to access FOIs. Another example that is little known is that when a minister changes portfolio, then all of the information held by that minister ceases to exist for the purposes of the FOI Act. So as soon as you change a portfolio or change minister, people are unable to access any of the information that was previously held by that minister.
Here in Melbourne, Tiffany Ackerman, who's doing all of the work pro bono, up against a Goliath team of a senior counsel, a junior counsel, commercial lawyers, and the Australian Information Commissioner's instructing solicitors. Tiffany is doing all of the work gratis. The taxpayer is funding the Information Commissioner's team.